Part 3. You hear an announcement at a seminar about a future conference on the subject of taxation law in South America. For questions 12 to 20, complete the sentences. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 3.
We've got a few minutes before our next session, so there's just time to give you some information about an upcoming conference on the topic of tax incentives in Latin America. The 2-day conference will be held in Miami, Florida, on the 17th and 18th of March, and is being presented by the taxation section of the International Bar Association. Delegates will have the opportunity to update their legal knowledge and meet leading international tax lawyers and industry experts. The conference should appeal to accountants, economists, and corporate lawyers dealing with international tax issues in Latin America. If you register now, conference fees can be as little as $485, even for non-IBA members who fall into certain categories. For example, lawyers under 30, full-time academics, and judges. To get these reductions, however, you must register before the 18th of February. After that, fees increase to $845 for non-members and $745 for IBA members. If you wish to attend the conference dinner, there is an additional charge of $120. Otherwise, fees cover attendance at all working sessions. These will be in English, and English-Spanish interpreting will be provided. You will also receive, in advance, all conference materials, including any speaker's papers submitted before the 11th of February. And you'll be able to get onto the IBA website in the 7 days prior to the conference. During the conference itself, lunches, light refreshments, and evening receptions are also included in the fee. A key feature of this conference is that it will be run partly as a competition for selected young lawyers who will each present papers on a particular incentive or disincentive in a Latin American jurisdiction. The best speaker amongst them will be presented with an award at the closing reception. If you'd like to take part, you need first of all to be under 40 years of age and be ready to do a 15-minute presentation. The topics of the 6 sessions are as follows. On the first day, sessions will focus on tax incentives in oil and mining activities and in the financial services sector. If none of those topics appeals, then the following day's programme might hold more interest for you. That's when the emphasis will be on tax incentives in utilities, in ecotourism, and in the real estate sector. Each speaker needs to present a particular incentive or disincentive in a local Latin American jurisdiction, together with the reasons for implementing it. The effectiveness of local tax arrangements for attracting foreign investment should also be addressed. Each presentation will be followed by a panel discussion, which further investigates the issues raised. Finally, if you're hoping to attend the conference, whether as a speaker or a delegate, and you live outside the USA, you may need to think about a visa. The conference organisers would like to stress, though, that they are unable to issue a letter in support of any application until they have received a completed registration form and the full fees. So, if you'd like more information about the conference...
Now you will hear the recording again.
We've got a few minutes before our next session, so there's just time to give you some information about an upcoming conference on the topic of tax incentives in Latin America. The two-day conference will be held in Miami, Florida, on the 17th and 18th of March, and is being presented by the Taxation Section of the International Bar Association. Delegates will have the opportunity to update their legal knowledge and meet leading international tax lawyers and industry experts. The conference should appeal to accountants, economists, and corporate lawyers dealing with international tax issues in Latin America. If you register now, conference fees can be as little as $485, even for non-IBA members who fall into certain categories. For example, lawyers under 30, full-time academics, and judges. To get these reductions, however, you must register before the 18th of February. After that, fees increase to $845 for non-members and $745 for IBA members. If you wish to attend the conference dinner, there is an additional charge of $120. Otherwise, fees cover attendance at all working sessions. These will be in English, and English-Spanish interpreting will be provided. You will also receive, in advance, all conference materials, including any speakers' papers submitted before the 11th of February. And you'll be able to get onto the IBA website in the 7 days prior to the conference. During the conference itself, lunches, light refreshments, and evening receptions are also included in the fee. A key feature of this conference is that it will be run partly as a competition for selected young lawyers who will each present papers on a particular incentive or disincentive in a Latin American jurisdiction. The best speaker amongst them will be presented with an award at the closing reception. If you'd like to take part, you need first of all to be under 40 years of age and be ready to do a 15-minute presentation. The topics of the 6 sessions are as follows. On the first day, sessions will focus on tax incentives in oil and mining activities and in the financial services sector. If none of those topics appeals, then the following day's programme might hold more interest for you. That's when the emphasis will be on tax incentives in utilities, in ecotourism, and in the real estate sector. Each speaker needs to present a particular incentive or disincentive in a local Latin American jurisdiction, together with the reasons for implementing it. The effectiveness of local tax arrangements for attracting foreign investment should also be addressed. Each presentation will be followed by a panel discussion, which further investigates the issues raised. Finally, if you're hoping to attend the conference, whether as a speaker or a delegate, and you live outside the USA, you may need to think about a visa. The conference organisers would like to stress, though, that they are unable to issue a letter in support of any application until they have received a completed registration form and the full fees. So, if you'd like more information about the conference...
That is the end of part 3.